Our scripture reading will be taken from Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. That's Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Hosea being one of the minor prophets. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 through 10. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beast of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. This morning we want to talk about attitude and ignorance. Attitude and ignorance. But first, in these last days, right now, God is talking plainly to his people. He is giving out abundant words to his children. The problem is, some are not listening. And because of it, attitudes are being manifested. Have you noticed the attitude of people in the grocery store? Or how people are acting on the road, even at the airport? The word attitude means a state of mind or feeling. State is a mental or emotional condition. So an attitude is a mental or emotional feeling of your mind. An attitude is built up of what is said or done because of what someone said or did to you. People have woken up with an attitude. It is usually because of a dream you had the night before. When you do so, most people say you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Anybody experience that? But there is nothing about God that is mental or emotional. God is not a feeling in your mind and does not wake you with an attitude. God is a spirit. In verse 1, God already said he had a problem with his people. He said, there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Notice the problem is with his children, not the world. Truth is not being preached. Mercy is not being given. This can happen from not listening or paying attention. God has given us everything we need. And where we are ignorant, he sent his son. When Jesus left, he gave us his spirit to continue. Ignorance is lack of education or knowledge. It is to be unaware or uninformed. Ignorance does not have respect of person, race, religion, or color. Did you know ignorance can kill you or have you killed? Let me share this example. If I'm traveling, and mind you, we are all travelers. We are all pilgrims or strangers here, and we are searching for our real home. But while I am traveling, if I see a sign and I don't understand it, if I don't understand the language on the sign, what do you think would happen? This is why some signs have pictures on them, so you'll know. If the sign is saying danger, the bridge is out ahead, do not enter. If I continue, my ignorance can get me hurt or killed. Ignorance is not a free pass that prevents injury. In some countries, if you ignorantly break the law, you will by knowledge pay their consequences. Here's the other side of traveling. If someone is with me and understands the sign, I would be saved from the consequences of the bridge being out. In this life that we travel, we are not traveling alone. Jesus is with us, and by the word, his spirit leads and guides us into all truth. He knows the signs and the way to go. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Matthew said, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." God sent Jesus to free us of the ignorance we walk in. Also in Acts, it says, "And the time of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." What we did not know before, God has overlooked and has given us Christ. Whatever we are uninformed of, it has been provided by Jesus. Ignorance has no mercy or forgiveness. If you take it in, it'll take you out. Now let's go back to verse 6 of Hosea 4. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Lack of knowledge can come two different ways, either by being unlearned, which is ignorance, or because you refuse the teaching given you. Either way, it will cost you. God does not hide the truth from his children. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. God is not willing for any to be lost. And the gospel is not hid from those that are his. If it is not clear, it may be because you have rejected what has been given to you. We also are not ignorant of Satan's devices." Listen to what it says in Romans 10, 1 through 3. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." God wants us to have his salvation. Paul prays for Israel was for them to be saved. Paul was saying, "I want you to know God. I want you to be saved." How many understand this is what we want for you today? To know God and be saved. Verse 2 said, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." The problem then is the same problem today. Many have a zeal. They are excited about God. Some are even devoted to God, but it is not according to knowledge. Their worship is in ignorance. Remember when Paul addressed those in Athens? He said, "I beheld your devotion and your writing to the unknown God." Many are devoted, but they serve God out of their own might and strength. Some run when God did not send. And what happens? Paul says it in verse 3. "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Back then, they relied on their own works, their obedience to the ceremonial and moral law to justify and save them. They did not submit themselves to the righteousness of God. They did not submit the way and method which the wisdom of God has found for the justification of a sinner by Jesus' blood. Today, many come together and worship with a zeal, but they too rely on their works, the traditions of men, and their customs. Some lift their hands to a covenant that is not God's covenant. They have failed to go beyond man's morals and his customs. They have failed to look to the righteousness of God. Jesus said this, "Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." But in just the opposite, if we look at Acts 4 and 13 on the day of Pentecost, this is what it said. "Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." What this is saying here is this: the boldness of the apostles was undeniable. The evidence of the miracles could not be disputed. When the council saw, they marveled. They knew they were unlearned men. That is, they were not men of educational degrees. Yet they were able to speak all languages. The lame man leaped and walked. These men of the council were convinced, but not converted. They were silenced, but not satisfied. They marveled, but still did not believe. They were full of admiration, but far from faith. The evidence with the courage of the apostles stopped their mouths at present, but did not cure their hard hearts. Do those around you, both friends and family, do they take note that you have the knowledge of God? Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 2, 7 and 8. "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." A mystery is something that cannot be explained. Did you know you can't explain God's righteousness to the world? Put this in your cap of knowledge. The Bible Basic English Version says this about John 3 and 8. "The wind goes where it pleasures takes it, and the sound of it comes to your ears, but you are unable to say where it comes from and where it goes. So is with everyone whose birth is from the Spirit." In fact, the word says in 1 Corinthians, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." Paul is saying, what we speak and share, you know not, because you have not the Spirit of God. In verse 8 it said, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." All the education and prestige cannot get you what God has given. All the books in the library cannot explain the existence of God. Back in Hosea, it said in verse 8, "They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity." That is, the priests sought to eat the people's offerings and flattering them in their sins. They upheld the wicked image of the people for the sake of their own profit. Much like today, when a person goes into a booth to a priest and comes out and gives money for the sin, or when a person slips the pastor money while he is preaching, this does not excuse the sin you committed against God. God has winked once, but now it is not acceptable. Jesus was the sacrifice that was bought and paid for in full. Verse 9 said, "And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings." Meaning, as they have sinned together, so will they be punished together. Remember what we learned in Ezekiel 33 and 6? "But if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand." Allow me to close and read what it says in Ephesians 4. "So we may be freed and delivered from the ignorance that has delivered us into attitudes and caused us great harm and danger. Verse 11 of Ephesians 4, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ignorance can no longer and is no longer an excuse to sin. Verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. It does not mean the enemy will not try to tempt you, but by studying we can stamp out the ignorance. But speaking the truth in love, many grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The truth will make you free, set you free, and keep you free. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Not only do we need to be free of ignorance, the whole body needs to be free together. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Don't allow your heart and mind to be blinded by ignorance, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Again, reading man's books and listening to man's philosophy does not mean you are learning Christ. In fact, in the book of Ecclesiastes says, making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. So if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. The truth, again, is in Jesus. Nothing can curb sin and nothing can cure sin. It is by Jesus and Jesus alone can a man be saved from sin. We must take off the old man, that is their former conversation and manner of life. That means his ways and his own understanding. God sent Jesus to be the example and pattern. If we seek and follow religion, denomination, traditions, or the customs of man, we have lost our way and have missed the sign. Christ is our bridge over troubled waters. Christ is not out of order, but in order. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.